neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At 7:30 p.m., we have to start searching the house. We have to observe the misvat bedikat chametz, as many houses week before we're starting this week, the house is very clean. You enter and you smell Windex and Easy Off and so on. But still, to have the house clean doesn't mean that you observe the mitzvah. Birkat Chametz, the purpose is to observe the mitzvah after Yetziat Mitzrayim, that as we learned this last Shabbat, Parashat HaChodesh, that Chametz should not be found, lo yimatzeh. So we have to go around by saying a beracha to observe this mitzvah. So now the technicality of this mitzvah is half an hour before the time of the mitzvah starts, so we become very limited as far as eating, working, and being occupied even with learning Torah. So half an hour before, so about 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. So one should not be busy to fix things, to be at work, and so on. Or eating more than 60 gram bread is not permitted. Those that they eat bread at night, so they cannot have like full meal more than 60 gram bread. But little cake, if they like to have some coffee or tea or fruits, is permitted. And those that they have sedarim at night, so half an hour before, not permitted to start their seder shiur. And the reason is they might get involved and they forget eating, being occupied with some type of work or learning, so then they forget about mitzvah bedikat chametz. The mitzvah is observed by candle. You have to have an air. And Rabbi Ben Shai suggests that the ke'ara, whatever that you're going to put the chametz in after the 10 pieces of bread is placed all around the house. And there's a reason why we pick 10 and have to be small pieces. Because if you say the bracha and you don't find any chametz, so then your bracha is in vain, is levatala. The why 10? There is a code, there is a sod why we put 10 around the house. And Harav suggests to put some salt in the bowl, as we learned also in Parashat Vayikra, that there is a brit that is called the covenant of Melach. So Harav says this mitzvah is very, very powerful mitzvah, and Mr. Floni, they might cause problem. So the salt puts it away. So you put some salt in the bowl, and then you go around and pick up the 10 pieces.
So we take the bowl with the salt and the candle to find the...
Yes, exactly.
Put the chametz in the bowl also.
Exactly, and put it away for tomorrow. And one important matter, you make sure to wrap the bread, the small piece of bread, not in aluminum foil. Because the next day, the next day that you're going to, that is Friday morning this year, you're going to Mekayem Mitzvat Bi'ur Chametz, so then aluminum foil would not let it. And also some, what they do, when they place the pieces of bread and other chametz in mangal or in aluminum pan, what they do, they pour like some type of flammable liquid. So as soon as you do this, so then the mitzvah is done.
Without
even if you don't
burn? Yes, because it will not be edible anymore.
Yes. If you put the olive oil on it, it still could be edible.
You can. Yeah, it's better to put it underneath, so they will not make the chametz not edible. Because leva'er, to burn it, it's one way. That's one of the observing the mitzvah. But there's other ways that you can observe the mitzvah. So don't use aluminum foil. And if you using things like alcohol or nail polish remover and so on, you have to place it underneath.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.